I am here with Stephen Halpern, editor of thestockadvisors.com, and also editor of an annual report, the Top Stocks Report, where Stephen talks to dozens of the nation's top gurus each year at the beginning of the year and looks to see what they expect for that year and some of their favorite stocks. Stephen, since you've been doing this so long, I know that you also track from year to year who the winners and losers were of the last year. Perhaps that might be the best place to start. Who came out on top in 2012?
Okay, well, why don't we cover the three top winners from last year. In third place was Vivian Lewis, who's the editor of a newsletter called Global Investing, and she really went out on the limb last year with a speculative play on Royal Bank of Scotland, the preferred shares that during the course of 2012 rose 90%.
Wow.
And this year she's looking to Australia as her new top pick, and she's recommending Aberdeen Asia Pacific Income. The symbol is FAX, and it's a play on a stronger Aussie dollar and a weaker U.S. dollar. And she also points out that this is the longest standing personal position in her own portfolio. And she also recommends for speculators a position in Canada-based Bombardier, which is a business aircraft manufacturer. And she knows that they make rail systems and airplanes, and because of that, being in two industries, the company doesn't get coverage that would be typical of a company that's only in one industry, and as a result of that, she calls it grossly undervalued.
And I'm assuming that also they probably, they both seem like they're both currency plays as well, that you have a strong Canadian dollar and a strengthening Australian dollar.
Correct. And the second top performer last year was Mike Santolo, who's the editor of the Cabot Market Letter. And last year he went with another out-of-favor play, which was Lennar, the home building company, which rose almost 100%. And this year he says he's going with an equally out-of-favor sector, and it's the financials. And also this is similar in terms of being a play on a rebound in housing, because he's going with Bank of America, which is very dependent on the mortgage market. And he thinks that the company's gone through its rough spots, and after the past 5 years of difficulties, they're now in a position to not only increase earnings, but to boost dividends and possibly share repurchases.
Mm.
And the top performer in last year's report was George Putnam, who writes a newsletter called The Turnaround Letter. And his pick last year was the office products retailer Office Max, and it rose 105%. And this year he's going with two picks, one speculative and one conservative. His speculative pick is MGIC Investment, which, similar to Mike Santolo's pick on Bank of America, is very dependent on the housing market. They're the largest insurer of mortgages outside of the U.S. government, so a turnaround in housing would be a boon to this company. And his conservative pick is Cisco, which he points out they have an impeccable balance sheet, and management is committed to returning 50% of cash flow to shareholders through either dividends or share repurchases. So that's his top pick for the coming year.
Well, so it sounds like there seems to be, among at least the leaders from last year, a trend towards housing, and at least improvement in domestic housing in the U.S. Are you seeing that through most of the gurus that you've talked to, or are there other trends in place, other sectors that people have been talking about?
Yes, indirectly. Not as much mortgage, but finance in general. In fact, in last year's report, there wasn't a single recommendation for a bank or a financial services firm, and this year there are 10.
Wow.
So along with Bank of America, which Santolo's pick, we've got picks for Bank of Montreal, we've got picks for Wells Fargo, and one bank that the New York-based bank called M&T Bank was picked by both Jack Adamo and Bernie Schaefer. So it's got two advisors selecting it as their top pick. And they both point out that this is a bank that did not need any help during the financial crisis. It didn't cut its dividend in 2000 and 2009 when other banks did, and that they've reported profits, quarterly profits, every quarter for 37 ongoing years. So that's a standout in the banking sector. But as you point out, it's interesting that the advisors in general are moving towards a position where they're starting to take a bullish long-term view of the banking sector.
Yeah, it's been quite a long time since something like that's happened.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years since those stocks have risen up on the top picks list.
Is there anything noticeably absent from the list this year?
Yes. In fact, it was interesting. I went through last year's list to try to compare it with this year's, and the number one sectors on last year's list were retailing and consumer products, and the advisors were correctly forecasting that there'd be a rebound in consumer activity, but those stocks are gone from the list now. I looked through, and there wasn't a single recommendation for a retailing outfit or a consumer products company. What we have seen, though, is that maybe what the advisors are portending is that there's been a shift from strength in the consumer sector to that now being reflected in the overall corporate sector. Because this year we're seeing a huge move in the advisors towards large cap technology, which could indicate a strengthening overall corporate sector. And here we're seeing picks for Cisco, Google, Intel, IBM, Oracle, Yahoo. I mean, really a whole wide list of top-tier large-cap technology stocks that, again, were absent from last year's list, but now are popping up as favorites of the advisors. I'd also add to that Apple is a recommendation of two of the advisors, despite the negative press that Apple's gotten lately and the pullback in price. Two advisors are picking it as their top play for 2013.
Well, yeah, it's still early for Apple. We'll see how far that goes. But right. It sounds like there's a trend. I mean, it sounds like a lot of the advisors are expecting capital expenditures to be up, which would be an improving economy to a certain extent.
Yes. So it looks like they went from the level of an improving consumer to an actual improvement overall in the corporate outlook.
Well, they're lips to God's ears at this point, I think.
Right.
Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you very much for explaining all this to us.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.